Hey, hey, my feel good friend, and welcome to minisode 40 of the Feel Good Social podcast. This is kind of an impromptu minisode, if we're honest. Today, I am actually going to be sharing a bonus tip for how to post about your offers without straight up selling. And I'm calling this a quote unquote bonus tip in with like the quotation fingers, right? Because one of our amazing listeners, Yenna, actually pointed out to me that in this week's episode of the Feel Good Social podcast, I only shared 7 tips, not 8 tips, 7 tips. And I'm laughing right now so much because she's totally right. It was so funny. We went back and forth in the DMs on Instagram today and she shared, "Hey, Kins, I took so many notes on your podcast today. I loved it," or whatever. I was very flattered, if we're honest. But she was like, "But I think I only got 7 tips." And so we went back and forth. I actually shared her a screenshot of my notes from this week's episode, and we figured out which tip I totally missed and forgot to talk about, which is actually one of my favorite tips. And so I'm so excited to be talking about it in today's minisode. I'm going to be sharing how you can turn your brand's opinions and thought-leading ideas into a pitch for your offer, okay? And this is something that I've been talking about a lot lately with my Feel Good Social Clubbers. It was actually this month's content challenge: post about one of your brand's opinions or thought-leading ideas, because this type of content can do so much to not only set you apart in your industry so you don't look, sound, and feel like all the other people who have very similar brands to yours. Not saying that to depress you. We all have a lot of people who have similar businesses to ours, right? That's why we need to lean into those things that make us different. And also, the other cool thing about opinions and thought-leading ideas that we can embrace as a brand is that they actually help us to fire people up about our brands and ourselves about our brands, right? When you share one of your opinions and you share your thoughts on something that not everyone necessarily agrees with, you get fired up, and that energy is magnetic to your ideal customers. They start shifting their thoughts around something, you start changing their mind. And that is one of the ways that you can get people to trust you so much more and build that greater brand affinity for yourself. That is one of the reasons that people comment on your posts, share your stuff, recommend you to all their friends, and ultimately choose to buy from you and not the other Jane Schmain brand over there that's just like yours, but not as cool, right? So we're going to be diving into this topic and how you can turn this into a pitch for one of your offers. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive right in. Hey, friend, and welcome to the Feel Good Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kinsey, and I'm here to help you market your business in a genuine way that works without wasting your precious time. On this show, we chat about social media strategy and mindset tips with a focus on, you guessed it, feeling good. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some genuine conversation for the good of your biz. All right, my friend. So for tip number 8, the bonus tip for this week's podcast episode, how to post about your offer without straight up selling. Let's go ahead and dive into this tip, which is, like I said in the intro, how to turn one of your brand's opinions or thought-leading ideas into a pitch for your offer, right? So I did say, you know, this is something that I've been discussing a lot lately with my Feel Good Social Clubbers. And the advice that I give to them is that I really want you to ask yourself like a few different questions, right? There's a few different ways to approach like how to hone in on a thought-leading idea or opinion when it comes to your brand and your industry, right? The first approach is, what about my industry makes me cringe? What advice are other industry experts similar to me giving that I wish they wouldn't, right? That I go, oh, I don't know if I agree with that. Or maybe I'm like, that is wrong. Stop telling people that, right? What are other people saying that you're like, yeah, no, I'll approach it a different way? that is a brand opinion of yours. And that is something that you want to start talking about often on social media because it fires people up, yourself included, and it helps you stand out and have people hop on board your brand. But another way to approach this is just what really fires me up and lights me up about my brand, my industry, and the way that I help people. So this could just be something that you really, really drive home for your ideal customers. Something that maybe they didn't think they needed much help with, or maybe they didn't think that they needed to focus on as much, but it's something that you implement and you really see results when it comes to helping your ideal customers. So that's two ways to figure out what one of your brand's thought leading ideas or opinions is. So when it comes to turning this into an indirect pitch for your offers, that's when you ask, okay, well, how do I live into this as a brand? Like, how do I integrate this into what I'm offering, my services and or my products, right? So here it is. For example, with Feel Good Social, this is the example that I gave Yenna in the DMs earlier. And I'm laughing right now because I'm totally, totally leaning into this more hardcore right now. So this is super, super relevant. But something that has been really bothering me lately is how much people care about making the algorithm happy and following the trends when it comes to social media marketing. With the onslaught of Reels popularity and all the changes that Instagram is making and all the different stuff, people are more up the algorithm's butt than ever. And it annoys the heck out of me because, firstly, I just hate feeling like I need to be controlled by the social media platform, right? I want to show up as my most authentic self and just have fun with my content and just try to attract the people that I want to attract in a way that feels good to me, right? And when I'm trying to find the trending audio of the day or use the trending transition or make sure that I use this hack to whatever, make the algorithm show my reel to more people or whatever, 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 I start caring more about those vanity metrics. Instagram becomes more pressurized, more overwhelming, less fun, and I start hating Instagram, my brand, and myself. And it sucks, right? So instead, I really encourage people to lean into what brings them joy when it comes to content creation. Stop giving as many F's about the algorithm or the trends or all that different stuff. And instead, just follow your own brand's strategic content plan that makes sense for you. Create from a place of joy that will make your content more magnetic and end up ultimately performing better. I promise. I have actually tested this with Feel Good Social's content, and I actually do have the numbers to prove it. Through February, I did a 30 days of Reels challenge or whatever, and it went fine, but like I ended up with the same amount of followers that I had when I started in February. I didn't get amazing like amount of reach or anything like that. None of my reels went viral. And by the end of February, I felt my mental health really sliding down. And I didn't want to show up on Instagram anymore. I just felt like uninspired by my content. I was definitely being drawn in by all the vanity metrics and the numbers and all that different stuff. And it sucked, right? So then in March, I decided to lean into a create content from a place of joy and don't give an F about Instagram or the algorithm or being like super strategic and the way you're supposed to be super strategic and all that shit. And guess what happened? My reels performed amazingly better. Like I'm talking amazingly, like night and day better as far as reach, as far as likes, as far as comments, all the different stuff. And I truly believe that's because I was showing up from a place of joy. When you create content from a place that just feels real and authentic and aligned, lights you up, fires you up, any of that stuff, you're having fun with it. You're not giving an F about the things that you don't really care about and that don't really matter. That makes your content magnetic to the right people. People can feel your authenticity, they can feel your energy, and they want to be a part of your brand, right? So that is what I encourage people to do when it comes to Feel Good Social. And this is one of our brand beliefs and opinions. So now that I know what that is for my brand, when it comes to my offers, how do I implement and integrate that into the offers that I have, right? So for the Feel Good Social Club, and this is again why I was laughing, because I'm literally changing up our messaging like right now through the summertime, right? I've had discussions with my business coach and my mindset coach about this, but basically I want to position the Feel Good Social Club as a community online that will help you show up and create content from a place of joy that actually converts. And it's totally non-pressurized, right? This is what the Feel Good Social Club has always been, but I'm going to lean into it more so and bring it more to the forefront that if you don't want to post on Instagram today, you don't gotta. It's fine, right? If you feel like you don't want to find the trending audio of the day and spend way too much time on Instagram and post 3 reels a day and blah, 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 whatever you hear other marketing industry leaders saying, like, no, you don't gotta, right? If you are that type of person who wants to always find the trending audios and always do the new transitions and just create content to try to make the algorithm happy and grow your following and go viral. I don't know why I'm like adapting like a weird accent for that. Then there's tons and tons of other marketers online. There's tons of other marketing communities online that can help you do that, right? Other marketers are always sharing this trending audio and all that different stuff. And so that's okay. Go follow them. And I'm sure you'll see great success, right? But if you're one of those people who just wants to kind of take a little bit of a breather from Instagram, who wants to show up and continue growing your following and making connections with genuine, ideal customers, but you don't necessarily need that added pressure of showing up perfectly, using the trending audio, posting so many times a day, hacking the algorithm in this way and that way and all the different stuff. In the Feel Good Social Club, we focus on honing in on your authentic brand messaging that speaks to your ideal customers and will get them to say heck yes to your brand. We focus on creating a plan of attack that's actually doable for you in the most strategic way so that you're creating content that converts without wasting your precious time. And we don't really give two F's as much about the algorithm because we realize that it's the full picture sustainable plan that we can stay consistent with that is actually going to get us those long-term results as far as audience growth and sales in our business. Plus, every week in the Feel Good Social Club, I'm telling members, hey, you know, it's okay that you didn't post on Instagram very much this week. I'm proud of you for what you did. You can always come back next week if you want to, stronger, but also if you don't, not gonna judge you. I'm just here to support you and cheerlead you in the DMs whenever you need it, my friend, right? That's happening every week in the Feel Good Social Club. And I love it. And that's what we believe in. And the cherry on top of this strategy for me is that I truly believe that this is what actually gets you the best results for the long term. Because not only are you showing up more magnetically for your people, but you're also creating a plan of attack that is more sustainable for you and less pressurized and more reality, right? Let's be honest, Instagram is not the number one priority in your business and life. There are so many other more important things out there. So let's approach Instagram in a way whereas it's a tool that we can use to work for us, but we don't need it to run our lives, right? So that is just one example of how I would turn an opinion or thought leading idea into then an indirect pitch for one of my offers, right? I believe that it's okay to not give an F about the algorithm and instead show up from an authentic place, create content with joy, and that's how you'll ultimately see the best results. That's why in the Feel Good Social Club, yada, 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 right? So what does that example look like for you, my friend? I really, really encourage you to brainstorm some ideas for this week. And if you do post something like this, please send it to me on Instagram. I'm at feelgoodsocial, or you can tag me if you want to at feelgoodsocial. I would love to see it. I would love to connect with you and, you know, send you some air high fives through the phone because, hey, you showed up on Instagram and I'm proud of you. Okay, I'm going to let you go, but I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and I'll catch you next time I catch you. Thanks so much for listening, my friend. For show notes and a whole lot of other awesome freebies, visit feelgoodsocial.com. Simply go to feelgoodsocial.com for all the goods.